Welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by. I've found a new baby. Well, that opens this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before. And that was brought to us by Teddy Wilson and Friends from 1937. The song was written by Spencer Williams and Jack Palmer. And joining Teddy in the studio that day, Buck Clayton on trumpet, Buster Bailey on clarinet, and Lester Young on tenor sax. Teddy, of course, on the piano. That's the theme for this morning's show. We're going to be celebrating the work of one of the finest pianists in jazz and popular music, and that is, as I mentioned, Teddy Wilson. Well, he's been described as the quintessential swing pianist, and he was certainly blessed with a delightful sense of phrasing and a wonderful touch on the keys. Well, his career began in the early 1930s and lasted into the 1980s. And during that time, he played with many small groups with lots of different vocalists, and he also led his own orchestra. Well, Teddy was born in Austin, Texas on November the 24th, 1912. So each year at this time, we celebrate his birthday, and we also pay tribute to his amazing contribution to jazz. Well, his career began playing in Chicago with greats like Louis Armstrong and Earl Hines, and he's barely out of his teens at the time. But in 1935, he set out on some new directions in his career, and they would actually go on to take their place in jazz history. It's in that year that he joined Benny Goodman, who was on a roll, as we know, and he played in his trio and quartet. Well, that trio consisted of Benny Goodman on clarinet, Teddy on piano, and drummer Gene Krupa. And it was shortly expanded to the Benny Goodman Quartet when they were joined by vibraphonist Lionel Hampton. And well, these two groups, I have to say, they're amongst the best of all the small jazz groups, I'd have to say, in the 20th century. Not only were the members extremely talented, but their styles blended together so nicely. We'll hear one recording from the trio and two from the quartet. We'll start with the trio, and this is a recording of the Jerome Kern melody, featured in the musical Sonny, and it's entitled briefly, Who? And that was 1935, the trio recorded that. And then two numbers from the quartet from successive years. In 1936, we'll hear them with a number written by George Norton and Ernie Burnett. I think you might have heard this one before. It's called My Melancholy Baby. And then to the following year, 1937, the song is Avalon. It's written by Buddy De Silva and Vincent Rose. These two recordings will feature the quartet, Benny Goodman, Teddy Wilson, Lionel Hampton, and Gene Krupa. And we'll start with the trio and the Jerome Kern piece, Who? Thank you. And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're coming to you from the University of Ottawa. And this morning, as we usually do around this time of year, we're celebrating the work of pianist Teddy Wilson. This would also have been his birthday, November the 24th. We've just heard three recordings he made in the mid-1930s with the Benny Goodman small groups. First with the trio, including Gene Krupa and, of course, Benny Goodman. We heard them with the song Who. And then the quartet, My Melancholy Baby, from 1937, Avalon. And there they were joined by Lionel Hampton. Well, also in 1935, Teddy set out on a contract with Brunswick Records at the instigation of record producer John Hammond. And he was also a jazz aficionado. He was responsible for supporting the careers and work of many of the great artists in jazz and popular music throughout the 20th century. Well, he'd first met Teddy in the early 30s when Teddy was working in Chicago, and he was the one who encouraged Teddy to come to New York. And there he arranged a recording contract with Brunswick Records, and that resulted in a series of classic jazz recordings over the remainder of the decade with the major artists and vocalists of the day. Well, in addition, of course, to playing piano on most of these recordings, Teddy also organized the sessions. He selected the music, prepared the arrangements, hired the musicians and vocalists, and of course, as I said, he played on the recordings. Well, we're going to have three examples of his work for the Brunswick label. Well, we'll start off with three. We have lots more for you this morning. From 1936, the song is Rhythm in My Nursery Rhymes. It was written by Sammy Kahn and Saul Chaplin. Teddy's joined by Chris Giffen on trumpet, Rudy Powell on clarinet, and Teddy McRae on tenor sax. John Trueheart is on guitar, Gretchen Moncour on bass, and Cozy Cole, who is a name became very well known in these sessions, on drums. Following that, from 1938, we'll hear him with vocalist Billie Holiday. She really started out her career with these sessions and worked with Teddy on many recordings, and also with two very famous jazz musicians, and that's Buck Clayton on trumpet and Lester Young on tenor sax. And we'll hear all of that this morning. The song is called If Dreams Come True. We'll hear Billy with Buck Clayton, Benny Morton on trombone, Lester Young, Teddy, of course, Freddie Green on guitar, Walter Page on bass, and Joe Jones on drums. And then back to 1937, and another lady that Teddy worked with a lot, and that's Helen Ward. She had actually joined the Benny Goodman Orchestra and was with them for a couple of years, and then she switched to working more with the smaller groups, including ones led by Teddy. They're going to bring us a Mack Gordon, Harry Revell piece called There's a Lull in My Life. And they're joined by trumpeter Harry James, Johnny Hodges on alto sax, Buster Bailey on clarinet, and the rhythm section is Alan Royce guitar, John Kirby on bass, and Cozy Cole on drums. And of course, the lovely Helen Ward will bring us the words. And we'll start with Teddy and Friends from 1936, Rhythm in My Nursery Rhymes. Thank you. as we usually do around this time of year. We're celebrating the work of pianist Teddy Wilson. And we heard him with the Friends from 1936, Rhythm in My Nursery Rhymes. Well, I guess they certainly did, these guys. They certainly had the sense of rhythm, and it was born into them. And we're very lucky to have all these wonderful recordings to continue to enjoy. We heard him next with Billie Holiday in 1938. The song If Dreams Come True, and joined by Buck Clayton and Lester Young on that one. And just now we heard Teddy with Helen Ward, a lovely combination. And Friends, of course, Harry James and Johnny Hodges on that one. There's a Lull in My Life, lovely song written by Matt Gordon and Harry Revell. And welcome back to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. My name is Stephanie Robinson. This morning we're having a bit of a birthday party for Teddy Wilson, one of the great pianists from the 20th century, certainly one of the great jazz pianists. We're listening to recordings to celebrate his birthday, which was actually November the 24th, 1912. And these recordings are taken roughly from the 1930s when he was working with Benny Goodman and for the Brunswick label. We've heard three recordings from the latter set, which was a huge treasury of jazz classics. Well, we will continue on with more recordings from the Brunswick time. These sessions, and they went on for about 4 or 5 years, and I don't know how many recordings were actually made. They still remain acknowledged to this day, one of the great jazz treasuries of the century. We'll have three more recordings from the Brunswick label. We're going to start with a song that is a particular favorite of mine. I always say this when I play it, and it's been recorded by so many different people. But this particular recording is one of my favorites too, and it's written by Will Marion Cook and Donald Haywood, and it's called I'm Coming Virginia. Well, Teddy is joined again by Harry James on trumpet, again by Johnny Hodges on alto sax. Actually, this must have been from the same session. Buster Bailey on clarinet, Teddy Wilson on piano, Alan Royce, John Kirby, and Cozy Cole. And I think this is a very fine example, not only of the work of Teddy Wilson and Johnny Hodges and the clarinet, but it's a very interesting and lovely example of the Harry James versatility. Then we will hear Teddy from 1938 with vocalist Nan Wynn, with a lovely tune written by Haven Gillespie and Fred Coutts. This is a jazz standard, You Go to My Head. In this particular session, Teddy and Nan are joined by Bobby Hackett on cornet, Jerry Blake on clarinet, again Johnny Hodges on alto sax, Alan Royce guitar, and Johnny Blowers on drums, and Nan Wynn, of course, as I said, will be bringing us the words. And then back to 1936, Teddy and singer Midge Williams with a Harold Adamson, Jimmy McHugh piece called Where the Lazy River Goes By. Teddy and Midge are joined by Irving Randolph on trumpet, Vito Musso, clarinet, and Ben Webster on tenor sax. And again, we will hear Alan Royce, John Kirby, and Cozy Cole. Three more wonderful recordings from Teddy Wilson in his Brunswick days. And we'll start with I'm Coming, Virginia. Thank you.
I find you spinning round in my brain like the bubbles in a glass of champagne. You go to my head like a sip of sparkling burgundy brew, and I find the very mention of you like a kick in the julep or two. The thrill of the thought that you might give a thought to my plea cast a spell over me. Still I say to myself, get a hold of yourself. Can't you see that it never can be? You go to my head with a smile that makes my temperature rise like a summer with a thousand Julys. You intoxicate my soul with your eyes. Though I'm certain that this heart of mine hasn't a ghost of a chance in this crazy romance. You go to my head. You go to my head.
Celebrating the work of Teddy Wilson, one of the great pianists in the jazz field. We started out with Teddy and Harry James and Friends, I'm Coming Virginia from 1937. Teddy and Nan Wynn brought us You Go to My Head, also with some help from some of his friends like Bobby Hackett and again Johnny Hodges there. And we just heard from Teddy Wilson from 1935 with a group including vocalist Midge Williams, and the song was Where the Lazy River Goes By.
Want to hear the latest in jazz? Or maybe some of the greats from the past? Tune in to In Transition with Randy McElligott every Sunday between noon and 2 p.m. on CHUO FM 89.1, coming to you from the University of Ottawa.
And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. My name is Stephanie Robinson. This morning we're having a bit of a birthday party for Teddy Wilson, one of the great pianists from the 20th century. Well, in 1939, Teddy formed his own big band, and boy, it had some very fine talent in its ranks. Shorty Rogers on trumpet and Ben Webster on tenor sax, to name just two. Unfortunately, the band didn't last long, at this time towards the end of the swing era. And the band folded in 1940, so Teddy went back to playing with smaller groups, often for the independent record labels like Commodore and Keynote. And in the 1950s, he went on to teach music at the Juilliard School in New York. He had his own radio show for a while. And of course, he continued to record and perform both with concerts and on tour, along with his trio, well into the 1980s. We're going to hear two numbers with his orchestra. First from 39, with Thelma Carpenter providing the lyrics. This is the Moment, a song written by Teddy along with Jimmy Mundy. And also from that year, we'll hear Teddy and Friends, the orchestra, with the Vince Youmans Leo Robin piece, Hallelujah. And then back to a smaller group, this time featuring Cootie Williams along with Johnny Hodges and Harry Carney. Teddy is going to join us with Friends from 1937, with a number written by Paul Jones and Kay Swift called Fine and Dandy. And we'll start with the orchestra, the Teddy Wilson Orchestra. This is The Moment. Thank you. that was Teddy Wilson and Friends with Fine and Dandy, and we're almost at the end of this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before, celebrating the work of pianist Teddy Wilson. Got one more recording for you, and we'll get to that in just a moment. Thanks so much for joining me today, and do please stay with us. In Transition is coming up. Randy is going to bring you 2 hours of fantastic jazz, so do please stay with us. One more recording from Teddy Wilson, this time the Teddy Wilson Sextet from September 16th, 1941. And that day, Teddy and his sextet made 3 recordings with singer Lena Horne. They're gorgeous. We're going to hear one of them. Written by Russ Colombo, Clarence Gaskell, Leo Robin. Here's Lena and the Teddy Wilson Sextet, Prisoner of Love.
Creeping.